Welcome to weekly UAS news update. We have five stories for you this week. Pilot Institute, that's us. We are launching a new student community and it's massive. All right, AUVSI jumps on the anti-Chinese bandwagon, which is not good. We also have NASA's Ingenuity that ends after 72 flights. This is amazing. And then Autel is finally releasing the Alpha. And then lastly, we have a remote ID update for the Mini 3 and Mini 4 Pro. If you plug 107, you want to be paying attention to this one. And first up this week is our release of our exclusive Pilot Institute community, or PIC for short. Get it? Pretty fun, right? We created the community as a place for all of our students to interact together and then learn from each other. Now, we've had a Facebook group or several Facebook groups for a while are not just the best, right? Facebook is a good place for people to talk, but it's just not a place to organize content that's going to be seen over and over again by hundreds of thousands of people. So this is the answer for getting rid of Facebook and having a place where everybody can talk to each other. Now, this is really cool. You'll get answers to your questions from subject matter experts, guest instructors from our graduates and our staff. You'll also be able to connect with other people who are studying at the same time as you are on the same exact topic. We have actually live chat areas where you can talk directly inside of the course. So if you enroll in one of our courses, you'll be able to talk directly with other people as they're studying, make study buddies. And the best part is all free and it's all available with your current student login. So if you already have an account, if you already have a course with us, even a free course, you'll be able to log in and see the new community. So head over to community.pilotinstitute.com to get started. Also tonight, we will have an exclusive live event at 4 p.m. with the official kickoff. But in the meantime, if you're watching this video before 4 p.m. on that Friday when it's going out, and this is 4 p.m. Arizona time, so that's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Well, join us for the kickoff event. We'll walk you around and show you what it looks like. I'm actually really excited. We've been working on this for a long time. We've had people testing it for several weeks now, and it's just a really cool place. Next up, speaking of cool, or actually quite the opposite of that, uncool, which is AUVSI, who appears to be alienating a large number of the folks that they claim to represent. And I say claim, that's right. AUVSI released a video this week calling for US lawmakers to take measures to strengthen the US drone industry. You know, you might be saying, well, why is that bad? It's bad because the way that they want to do this, they basically want to take away DJI and Autel from the hands of our public safety agencies who use it to, well, save people's lives. So AUVSI's stance is definitely affecting public safety. And if you look in the comments, you can clearly see that the industry's response hasn't really been in favor of what AUVSI and other American drone manufacturers are trying to push, with so many companies, including us, pulling out of AUVSI conference. So we will not be at AUVSI Exponential this year. Last year, we had a big presence. We had a big booth, 20 by 20. A lot of you came by to stop by and say hi. Not going to happen this year. I will not be giving a dollar to AUVSI going forward. This is just not acceptable. There hasn't really been a better time than now to reevaluate who's advocating for you and the hobby or your profession when you're using drone, and where you may be donating your money and how your money is going to be used. I do want to mention that if you don't know what to do with your money that used to go to AUVSI, the Drone Service Provider Alliance is a great place to give that money and help them actually push for sensible rules on a lot of different things, including fighting local bills that restrict flying and anything that has to do with public safety, and letting making sure that they have the best tool available to save lives and do their job. So that's it. I'll get off my soapbox. I'm definitely extremely annoyed by this, as you can probably tell, but it needs to be said. Next up this week is an update to NASA's Ingenuity helicopter, or drone. It really is a drone. I know they say it's a helicopter, but it's not. Ingenuity had suffered a hard landing on January 18th, which unfortunately damaged one or more of the rotor blades, making it unable to fly anymore. NASA's goal for Ingenuity was five total flights on Mars. Instead, they ended up with 72. from 5 to 72, which is incredible. Total flight time of over 2 hours were completed. Now, this might not sound like a whole lot, but 2 hours that far away from Earth with the way that they control this thing is just incredible. Over 10 miles covered. It seems that Ingenuity's mission was more than a success, and hopefully we'll see other versions of this type of drone headed back to the Red Planet very soon. All right, and last up this week is the Autel Alpha. The Alpha was finally released. It appears to be a medium-sized public safety drone with a wide camera, a zoom camera, a laser rangefinder, and also two thermal cameras, which is really interesting, with up to 56x of hybrid thermal zoom. The Alpha is much bigger than the Max, which we've talked about before, and boasts a ton of features, including the hot swappable battery, mesh networking, 4K at 35x optical zoom, IP55 rating, and then obstacle avoidance. Looks like a pretty cool aircraft. Hopefully we can get our hands on one of those and test it. All right, one more story before we go. There is a recent update to the Mini 3 and Mini 4 Pro, and they have actually removed Remote ID from the drone if you are using the small battery. Now, if you remember the Mini 3 and Mini 4 Pro, they have two different batteries, one that keeps the drone under 250 gram, one that takes it over. This means that at the moment, if you are Part 107, if you're doing operations under Part 107 with the Mini 3 or the Mini 4 or the Mini 4 Pro, then you will need to purchase a new battery or purchase a module to put on top of your drone to make it compliant, which is not a good option either way. You're gonna have to spend more money, unfortunately, to comply with Remote ID. Now, I'm not sure how DJI is actually getting away with this, because both of these drones are DOC approved on the DOC list for the FAA, which means that you're buying a drone that's technically Remote ID approved, but it actually is not. So not a good situation, if you ask me. A lot of people on the recreational side, I'm sure, are happy with this, but on the Part 107, not a great deal. So. All right, that's it. That's all we have. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you tonight for the live event at 4 p.m. Don't miss it. It's on the community, community.pilotinstitute.com. See you there. So it's going to be good.